Today's recording is Le'ilui Nishmas for the sake of the ascent of the soul of Esther Bas Shlomo on the occasion of her second Yahrzeit. May she be a Melech Yosha for the whole family by her son Menachem and Miriam Pearl. In this week's parsha, we finally read that the Mishkan, the tabernacle, becomes sanctified, that the fire comes down, and God himself descends into the tabernacle, into the Mishkan. On that eighth day, God's presence descended into the world, into the tabernacle, and then continued into the Beis HaMikdash in Jerusalem. When God descended in Yom HaShemini into the Mishkan, it began his continuous and permanent presence in the world, first in the Mishkan, then in the Beis HaMikdash in Jerusalem, until this very day on the Temple Mount. But when we speak about God descending into the physical structure of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, afterwards the Temple, where we could almost maybe hesitantly use the word the incarnation of God into the temple, into the Mishkan, it becomes a big question. How could it be that God becomes enclosed or incarnate in a physical structure of the Mishkan, that he has a home where God is actually present there? And there's a huge debate in the Rishonim and the medieval scholars about what that actually means. Do we say that God is actually, God himself is actually in the physical structure of the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash? Maimonides, the Rambam, along with the Radak and Reb Sadia Gaon and the other philosophical Rishonim, say that it doesn't mean that God is actually present in the physical structure of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. As the Rambam says, how could it be that God could be present in a physical structure, in anything physical? Rather, when we speak about the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash as being home, a home of Bayis Lashem, a home for God, or even V'shachanti B'toicham, I will dwell in the Mishkan and Mikdash, the Rambam, Maimonides, explains that these physical structures were conduits for the Shechina, for the Divine Presence, to go through into the Neshamas Yisrael, into the souls of Jews, because the souls are also spiritual. The Rambam learns that it's not that God actually dwells or was incarnate in the physical structure of the Mishkan and Mikdash, but that they just serve to be conduits through which the Divine Presence passed to be able to be found and present in the souls of the Jewish people, which are also spiritual. And the Rebbe Maharash gives a parable to explain the Rambam's, the philosophical way of looking at it, like a hand that's writing down intellectual ideas. When your hand is writing on a piece of paper, if anyone still writes on paper anymore, but if your hand, I guess the same thing would be with typing, if your hand is writing down on a piece of paper deep intellectual ideas, so for the intellectual idea to get from your brain to the paper, it passes through your hand. Your hand is a conduit through which the ideas are passing to get from your brain to the paper. So would we say that the intellect passes through your hand? Yes, otherwise your fingers couldn't do the writing. But would you say that your hand got smarter? No, it's the same stupid piece of flesh that it was. It's just a conduit. So too, the Rambam, the Ralbag, and the Radak would say that Hashem's light passes through the temple, through the Mishkan, to be able to come into the souls of the Jewish people that are also spiritual. But the Ramban, Nachmanides and Shara Gemul, and also at the end of Parshas Pekudei, the Ramban, based on the Kabbalistic teachings, which of course Hasidism adopts fully and completely, the Ramban says no. It's literal that it's bederech hislapshus, not just bederech ma'avar. It's not just a ma'avar, it's a conduit. It's bederech hislapshus. Hashem's infinite light got enclosed in the mokei menucha gashmi, the physical structure of the Mishkan, simtseim shchinosei ben shnei badei ha'oren, that God's infinite light became enclosed in the 2.5 amos, the 2.5 cubits of the physical structure of the Ark and the Mishkan and the Temple. The Kabbalah says and Chassidah says that just like you understand that God is not physical, Kabbalah says God is also not spiritual. It doesn't make sense to say, oh, he could only be enclosed in the spiritual souls because it's spiritual and not physical structure. God is also beyond the parameters of being spiritual. God is a true infinity without any form whatsoever, physical or spiritual. And therefore, the fact that God is so completely Ein Sof, beyond parameter or definition, the fact that God can enclose himself in the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash, that shows you God's infinity. That shows you that God is beyond any parameter whatsoever. That shows you the Emes Havaya, the truth of God, that God is so completely beyond definition that God can and did manifest paradoxically by enclosing his infinity in the physical structure of the temple. And the Rebbe Marash says a parable like your physical brain learning intellectual ideas, not like your hand. When your physical brain studies intellectual ideas, somehow the intellect is actually housed in the physical piece of meat called your brain. There's an actual unity neurologically that scientists, even neurologists, don't understand. But there's some kind of complete unity between the ideas and your physical brain. The Rebbe Marash says that that's what the Ramban is saying, that God is actually physically enclosed in the Mishkan. And what that means to us, as Chassidus explains in many places, besides the fact that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, we'll actually see God in the physical structure, which is incredible, but that means for us today something much deeper, that Chassidus says that that's what's actually happened every time we learn Torah and we bring into our minds Hashem's infinite light, or we do a mitzvah, we bring into our bodies Hashem's infinite light. Don't think that when you learn Torah, you're doing a mitzvah, you're just somehow pleasing God. You're actually becoming physically unified with God's infinite light. Just like when the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, we now become those temples of God. God's light actually becomes unified with our physical bodies, as explained many places in Tanya, in chapter 4, 5, 23, 46, just by way of example, and throughout Chassidus, that we actually become houses of God. And if you're to ask, how could God be enclosed in my body? Chassidus Kabbalah says back, how could you say God can't? And our approach to serving Hashem and doing mitzvahs completely changes when we reflect on these ideas. We are Hashem's Mishkan tabernacle in these days. And when Mashiach comes, we will see fully God present within us, within our physical bodies. May we see it today.